we'll start with the broadcast section. It's got no embargo, followed by an embargoed section, no live tweeting during the broadcast section, and then use the microphone provided.
Thanks, Anthony. Good afternoon, Ange. If I can start with the question I think every Spurs fan wants the answer to, is James Maddison available for tomorrow night? And if so, just how much is he chomping at the bit? Because this is probably the most difficult injury layoff he's had.
You've polled them all, every Spurs supporter, and that's...
I think that's fair to say. Yeah,
that's fair point.
A large majority would like to know,
That's a fair point. Team news, I'll just cover them all. From the last game, everyone's okay. Decky's, obviously, Kulusevski's recovered from his illness. The boys had 4 days off last week, which I think was good for them. And then post that, Matt has been training with us. He's had a full training week. So he's in a good place. And Ben and Dane Scarlett sort of just started back with the group as well. We're getting the numbers back up. I think the ones who definitely still Gio, Manor and Alejo, I think are the three that are still sort of away from the group.
With everything that's been going on the last few months, the injuries and the suspensions, players away on international duty, it's been pretty relentless. The last 12 days are kind of the first chance you've had to come up for air. Just how beneficial have they been for you?
Yeah, I think they have been. I mean, it was kind of the, we kind of had a couple of different options how we sort of treated the kind of the little break we had. And I just felt, like I said, because, fair to say there's been a fair bit going on and a fair bit of, fair few challenges we've had to overcome. I just thought, given the guys sort of, not just the players, the staff sort of 4 days away and, would benefit us more than sort of going away in a little mini camp. And I think it has been, looking at just the, not that there was anything bad going on before, but just the body language of the lads, they've come back refreshed. We've had a really good training week. Again, it helps when the numbers are up. Your trainings are just a little bit more intense. There's a little bit more quality there, which helps the whole group. So I think it has been beneficial, but, obviously, we've got three games coming up that will test our preparations.
Just a final one from me. It's been a busy January already in terms of incomings and outgoings. So a two-part question. How confident are you that there is still more business to be done over the next week? And even if there isn't, with PSR suddenly looking like it's got some teeth these days, just how reassured are you going forward that Spurs are in a really strong position to kick on?
Yeah, look, in terms of the rest of the transfer window, I think I said last time, we obviously, I was really pleased that kind of the initial kind of objectives we had in our head or as an aim was, obviously priority of a centre-half and somebody in the forward positions, we ticked those pretty early. And it's been good not just because we did them early, but, they're two guys who've also benefited from just having sort of 10 days in the building with us training and adjusting and all that. So, both Timo and Rada are a really good place now to help us going forward. As to what happens for the rest of it, I mean, it's, as I said last time, we're always alert and we're always doing work. If we can improve the team or improve the squad, then, we'll look to do that. And if there's potentially any outgoings, again, we're kind of ready for that, depending on sort of what happens. But I think we're in a decent place where a lot of the sort of, anxiety going into it, knowing we really needed to just help the squad a little bit, particularly through this period. I think we're in a good place now.
Yeah. Hi, Ange. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, bud.
It's James Maddison back. You've now got Van de Ven back and Romero back, and I know Sonny's away, but in general, this is the team which pretty much thrilled everybody for the first 2.5-3 months of the season. Do you feel now that you're in a great place to attack the league title, because you said you were in the title race last time, and also the FA Cup?
Fair to say Sonny, Bissouma and Pepe Sarr were pretty decent at the start of the year, and they're still not here. So like I said before, it's great to have Matters back, and obviously Mickey and Romero, Christian are both back now, had a couple of good training weeks. It just helps our training. It helps just our general kind of ability to prepare the boys well for the challenges ahead. So, we've obviously gone through a really difficult period for quite a while now. We've still got key absentees, but through that period. I think, you know, whilst the results weren't always there, I think our performances were still at a good level, and the players were really sort of embracing what we were trying to do. And we've set ourselves up now for, you know, hopefully a strong finish to both the league season and hopefully a good cup run.
This tie can be seen in two ways, either a tie from hell because you're playing the holders and one of the best teams in the world, or if you're going to win a tournament, you've got to beat the best at some stage. Which way do you see it?
Neither. It's a cup tie, mate. And, you know, I think if you go into any sort of cup tie thinking that you've got some sort of advantage, whether that's against a team that's in a different division to yours, or, you know, like you said, arguably the best team in the world, you shouldn't have a different attitude or outlook to it, because the beauty of cups is the upsets they produce, and they produce upsets because maybe, you know, you don't take the same attitude. So for me, it doesn't matter who we play. You know, every cup game is a game where, you know, there's only one result that will help you advance, and that's a win. And irrespective of your opponent, that's what you have to do.
And with that in mind, I think I know the answer, but I'll ask it anyway. You said that the only way you'll advance is to win. Any thoughts from you of slightly just parking your philosophy that's worked so well so far, just so you win this game and get through it? You're looking at me like I'm mad.
No. It's just that you pretty much answered your own question with your question. So, and look, you know, that's fair enough. But, you know, I think at the same time, you also respect the fact that you're playing a very, very good opponent. And he, you know, whoever the, you know, when you've got an opponent of the calibre of Manchester City, whether you want to or not, your game has to adjust. It does. You know, we know we're going to be at times under stress tomorrow. There'll be times when we get outpossessed. I mean, there's, irrespective of your strategy, that's going to happen. From our perspective, we just continue on trying to build and progress and be the team we want to be. And I've always said that, you know, that your greatest test is when you play against the best, to see where you're at. And, you know, not so much in terms of, you know, the result, but in terms of, you know, how you tackle that. And I think we've tackled all these challenges we've had so far with a home and away against the big teams in a very positive way, and we want to continue that.
Yeah, I just wondered on that how exciting it is and how useful it is for you. You get to play, you've obviously played City already, but playing them at home just to see kind of where the team's at, and I guess how things have changed, where things have developed from 6 weeks ago, however long ago it was.
I think it's hard to sort of gauge it in those terms because, again, you know, every sort of game's got its own unique circumstances, and, you know, I think we're playing with Emerson and Ben as a centre back, so there was a different challenge on the day. And again, I thought the lads handled it really, really well against, you know, particularly away from home. And, you know, but I guess measuring where you're at, it's more about how we embrace the challenge of playing against the best. And you know, that I think is a bigger measure of the progress, because you could end up not being successful on a day or not getting a result, but it doesn't mean you haven't made progress. It'll be how we approach the game, how we take on, you know, a formidable opponent. You know, how much of our game can flourish in that sort of environment, and they're the things you take away and say, well, if it did work, it didn't work. You know, it gives you a good place to sort of continue the work you've done.
How much has the last couple of weeks been long enough for it to be like a mini pre-season, or is it just about kind of recharge?
No, a combination of both. Like I said, I think the players needed some time. A lot of the guys, you know, have carried a fairly significant load leading into the break because we had so many injuries. So there's a lot of guys who played a lot of football. And even the ones coming back from rehab, like, they'd been in pretty long rehabs, and I just felt like, you know, you go away for maybe, you know, if we're in a different position to sort of, you know, if we needed to, as a group, to get together and go on a, like, a mini camp just to sort of consolidate what we've done, I think I would have taken a different approach. But I just felt it would be good for guys just to get away from sort of where, you know, this place and where we are, and then come back in refreshed. And because we've done that, we've had a really solid week of training. No harder than what we normally do, but you know, a really good level. And like I say, having the extra numbers pushes it anyway, because even having Timo and Radu in the building, it just, like I said, it raises the level of everything we do.
And with James coming back, obviously, we saw Mickey go straight into the starting lineup. Obviously, that was slightly because, you know, of other absentees as well. But is that just a case-by-case basis? Because obviously, I'm sure James is desperate to get going. Do you, like, how do you base that decision as to whether they're ready to go from the start?
It's just like every other week, you know, I kind of make my decisions based on what I think will get us the best outcome. And you take all those things into sort of account, you know, whether they're coming back into the team straight away or, you know, whether they need another week. You know, what are the, how are we in those positions? You know, how are we placed in terms of, you know, the health and fitness of the other guys? So, but, you know, the positive for me is that he's available. And again, that gives us kind of more options, both with the starting lineup, but even, you know, with the ability to change a game, because, you know, if he starts, then somebody who's been playing regularly doesn't, but that means they can make an impact. I think probably one of the few teams haven't had a massive impact, you know, with our substitutes during this period. Early in the season we were good because we had a stronger sort of bench, but you know, we've just been really limited in those attacking midfield positions, so it just gives us more options.
You didn't mention him earlier. It may just be that because he's back in the group. Ryan Sessegnon, is he all right now?
No, he's still kind of in rehab. We're hoping Sess will rejoin us next week if all goes well.
Is it just a reaction to coming back after so long out?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. Yeah, so we just got to be a bit more careful with him because, you know, he's obviously, this is not sort of a shorter term thing or even something that's happened this year. It's something he's been carrying, so we're just, you know, guided by the medical team as to how much we can sort of push him at this stage.
Obviously you've now had like you say, almost 2 weeks to kind of really see Dragosin and Werner in training after that first game. Have they taken to your ideas as quickly as you hoped they would?
Yeah, they've adapted well. I mean, you know, it's all you can go by is sort of, you know, how they're training and how they're adapting to our training, and both of them have adapted, and I think they fit in with the lads really well. I think it's a good group they've walked into in terms of the environment, and it's allowed them to sort of settle quickly. I know that, you know, club's working hard with them off the field to get them settled as well, so they've been great. Yeah, they've been fine.
Last one from me. Emerson Royale has been linked with some Saudi club as a potential move. Is he one of those players that's maybe doesn't start every single week, but he's become so important to you because of his versatility? Would it be difficult to let someone like that go?
I'm not sure the instance you're talking about, but it hasn't really, no one's asked me about Emerson or whether he's, but he's been hugely important to us. You know, without Emerson and Ben during this period, we would have, you know, really, really struggled. And not just playing as a centre-back, but also filling in at right-back at times, left-back at times. And he's a great guy to have in the group. He trains hard every day, and he's a quality player. He's in the Brazilian national team. So, Emerson is an important part of what we're doing.
Finish with George, please. Cheers. Hi, Ange. Just going back to James, is he ready to start, or do you kind of need to manage his fitness, do you feel like, over this three-game week, I guess?
Like I said, he's trained all week and he's fine, so he's available. So, yeah, ready to start, not ready to start. When someone's available, I assume they're ready to start. You know, whether you do or not, it just depends on sort of, like I said, what I see with everyone else tomorrow. And, I usually make those decisions, game day. So, like I said, the beauty of it is he's got through the week really well and ready to go.
And he was obviously, you know, really important during those first couple of months. How much have you learned about the squad with him being out in terms of people stepping up, I guess, to fill that creative void?
Yeah, look, I guess specifically, yeah, for him, yeah, the creative part of it, there aren't too many, not just in our squad, around the league that are like him. But and we had to sort of, you know, cover that absence in in different ways. You know, we've had Deki Kulusevski playing through there. Geo stepped in there, got some goals for us. you know, our front three have really picked up, and, you know, we've got goals from set pieces. So, you know, Pedro's become really creative in that midfield area. So, you know, we've picked that up. But I guess the beauty of that is that when, you know, Matters is back in there, that gives us another, you know, it's not just reliant on him, where maybe at the start of the year we're a little bit more reliant on him. We found out through this sort of period that, you know, we don't have to be. But, you know, having him in there certainly adds in that space for sure.
And just funny for me, Man City's kind of record at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium is well documented. They've not scored yet. Footballers are known to be superstitious. Do you expect that to be on their mind, on Pep's mind at all?
No, I've got no idea what's on Pep's mind, mate. No idea. I very much doubt it. I don't think anyone in the game today sort of looks at those things too closely as a predictor of what's ahead. I mean, it's fair to say there's been a fair bit of change in our team and their team over that course of time, and every game's a bit different. I'll be surprised if there's no goals tomorrow. I think, you know, it'll be a great challenge. I think it should be a cracking game. I think both teams are kind of looking forward to, see how we match up.
Okay, we'll end the broadcast section there, please. We'll move on to the Bargo side at 10:30 p.m.